For the first time since Billboard magazine has compiled the Hot 100 hits, all artists in the top 10 are black. Baby boy, you stay on my mind.
Baby Boy, an R&B song by Beyoncé Knowles, is the number one song this week, followed by 9 rap songs. Jeff Mayfield of Billboard magazine says the news confirms a longtime trend.
Frankly, it kind of sneaked up on us. I don't think we necessarily thought about the significance at first because of the fact that there have been many weeks in the past year or two where there will be 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 that happen to come from those genres of music. So the fact that it happened to be one more slot this week wasn't really that large a deal to us.
This is a big deal to Joel Whitburn, who's been compiling Billboard's lists of the top songs for more than 30 years. Joel Whitburn says some other kinds of pop music are in decline.
The music business has been in a downward cycle now for several years, and it's down again this year. And I think that's because music has probably alienated a lot of the older segment of the population that used to, you know, buy. I mean, there was a time when adult contemporary was a big part of the charts. You know, Sinatra and Dean Martin, people like that. But Louis Armstrong were able to have number one hits.
But Jeff Mayfield says radio has changed, and those days of completely eclectic music will not return to the top stations.
Once upon a time, when the Hot 100 was primarily based on top 40 stations, we lived in a world where a Johnny Cash song could be heard within 15 minutes of a Motown hit, and sandwiched in between there would be a pop song or a rock and roll song. Radio has become very segmented over the past couple of decades, and you don't have that kind of variety in top 40 or in any genre.
One hip-hop impresario agrees. Elliot Williams is the editor-in-chief of hip-hop and lifestyle magazine XXL. He says it's time for the music to grow up, and this accomplishment on the Billboard chart is a call to further develop hip-hop.
Take things to another level and just of showing all the layers we have in our music and our culture, which we haven't done yet. You know, show how wide hip-hop is, because it isn't one-dimensional. And I think that to an outsider nowadays, if he turns on a TV set and watches like 10 videos in a row, he doesn't really see how diverse hip-hop is. I think you have to dig deeper and be more involved in the community to hear different sounds and different things and realize that it's not one-dimensional.
In fact, while Baby Boy, the number one song, is an R&B song, it is influenced by hip-hop, which could be one more sign of the way that style of music has grown up. Baby Boy, that is-